So just state your name first and then go ahead and ask the question so Becky will know who is asking it. On the agenda, it shows the 905 as being the state auditor's office. We do have a request from somebody from the State Water Commission, I believe, that wants to present first. And so we'll go ahead with the first presenter.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Becky. I'd like to read off the members that are present for the record.
Sure.
We have Representative Ruby, Anderson, Kreit, Maragos, Mock, and Scarpel, Senators Wanzek, Heckeman, and Klein. Also in the audience, we have a representative from the State Auditor's Office and the Water Commission. And joining me at the table is Alan Knutson.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. Okay, well, let's get started with the first item.
Good morning, Chairman Ruby and members of the Legislative Audit Fiscal Review Committee.
I'll reiterate again, the microphone wasn't on. Good morning, Chairman Ruby and members of the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee. My name is Bob Shaver, and I'm the Director of the Water Appropriation Division, North Dakota State Water Commission. Yesterday, I visited with Gordy Smith at the State Auditor's Office and was made aware that the auditing firm KPMG that's currently performing our division audit had a request for some additional work to evaluate the water permitting process. I visited with Gordy on that, and he gave me the three elements that they wanted to deal with. One, dealing with the time, possibly more efficiently or reducing the time it takes between when a permit is applied for and when action is taken by the state engineer. Also, the second element was to deal with communication protocols between the water permit applicant and the Water Appropriation Division. And the third element is dealing with, does the Water Appropriation Division have adequate resources in place to efficiently process water permit applications? I'd like to briefly address these issues before Gordon then can present what KPMG proposes for their additional audit. First, I'd like to just briefly talk about reducing the time required for the state engineer to take action on a water permit application. It's important to recognize that the evaluation time in many cases is not due to a lack of staff or inefficiencies, but rather it's science-based. It's not staff-based. And by that, I mean that many of the state's groundwater aquifers are at advanced stages of development. And to make decisions on pending applications from these aquifers, it can take 10 to 15 years of monitoring aquifer water level response to pumping, monitoring our water use, and climate data. The state engineer is very reluctant to deny these pending permits until he can do so with a high level of certainty that the aquifer or water source cannot accommodate additional development. Our state law requires that rights of senior appropriators, that is permit holders, cannot be unduly affected. And I can give an example many years back here, about 15 years ago, working down in the Oaks Aquifer in southeast North Dakota. That aquifer was at a very advanced level of development. And there was a permit that we had denied some years earlier and because we felt that it would cause undue harm to senior appropriators, and it was not sustainable. Well, after about 10 years of collecting additional data, a new applicant came in that same area. When I went down to perform some testing, the person that we had denied was immediately on site and was very upset that his permit wasn't being considered. And so what we did, I explained that we're looking at additional data and that we would make a decision, but I wasn't very optimistic that we could approve the new application. As it turned out, we didn't approve it. and we haven't approved any in that area. But the point I want to make on that is that had we gathered additional data and then approved the new permit, we had denied that permit to a senior person many years earlier. And this is just something that we don't want to get into. We don't mind holding these permits until we can really, with a very high degree of certainty, recognize that they can't be approved. So that, with regard to many of these permits that are sitting for many years, again, just to reiterate, it's not due to inefficiencies or lack of staff, but rather it's science-based. We're collecting data, we're monitoring, and eventually we will take action on them. The next element that the KPMG audit firm was looking at was communication protocols between the water permit application and water appropriations division. And I think we can make some improvements on that. For example, as soon as the administrative process is completed on a permit application, the permit is given to one of our project hydrologists for review. Now, they have permits pending that they're working on, and so they have a certain amount, and we take those permits in order of priority. And so we could, and I think it's important to immediately notify the permit holder, the applicant, that it is now at the hydrologist's desk for evaluation, and the permit applicant can be apprised that what are the issues in that area, and give an estimate of how long it may take to get to that permit and perform an analysis. So I think that's one improvement we can make. If in fact there is a significant length of time, say greater than a year, it would be appropriate for the project hydrologist to call the applicant and inform them, just give them an update of what the current status is. Currently, we've just let it go to the applicant to give us a call, but we can improve on that communication. And I think we can do so and will do so. The last element that the accounting firm dealt with was, does the Water Appropriations Division have adequate resources in place to efficiently process water permit applications? Well,
now joining.
Excuse me, there's someone joining. Okay. So with regard to the 212 or 1315 biennium budget, the Water Appropriation Division is asking for two FTEs. One position is for a water resource engineer to evaluate surface water permit applications in the Missouri River drainage basin that are predominantly dealing with water associated for oil field industrial use. There are only two hydrologists tasked with evaluating surface water applications in the state. The hydrologist assigned to the Missouri River Basin has seen a very large increase in temporary water permit applications with the advent of the oil boom in western North Dakota. In 2012, this hydrologist processed close to 500 temporary water permit applications, many of which were to provide water for oil field industrial use. The second FTE requested is a water resource manager. And currently, the Water Appropriation Division of the State Water Commission employs only one water resource manager to monitor and compile annual water use throughout the entire state. The scope of these duties and responsibilities has increased on an annual basis as the number of permitted water users has increased. So hopefully, those two positions would be approved such that we can more efficiently deal with permits and water use. And with that, I would field any questions from any of the committee members.
Okay, any questions from the committee? Mr. Chairman, this is Bob Scarpa. I think I'd like to hear from the auditor's office prior to any questions.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I guess my thought was, were you commenting mainly on the audit that has been done, or do you have any comments about the proposal to expand the audit.
Mr. Chairman, these are...
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, these are comments for the expanded audit, the three elements that they're requesting additional funding for.
And you're, I guess I couldn't quite gather, are you saying you don't believe they're necessary because of the explanation of each of these areas that you just presented, or you wouldn't, do you have any problems with further looking into it?
Well, I think we can handle
These issues. You know, I'm not certain that the consulting firm thoroughly understands the permitting process. Like I was briefly describing here, it's science-based rather than staff-based. And so I think that's a critical issue. The communications between permit applicants and the division, I think we can improve upon that, and I gave a couple examples. And then as far as do we have the adequate resources, I think we do. I've always been one not to look at trying to grow government. This may sound odd coming from a bureaucrat, but I think I try my best, and the state engineer tries his best to get the job done with, I think, a practical amount of staff. And I think with the oil boom now, we've seen an increase in the demand for more water, and so I think, and more monitoring, the program is growing. And I think the two FTEs that we've requested meet those needs.
Okay, so now as far as, you know, the things that you identified that you think probably are some areas of communications that you could improve, you know, is it possible that they may identify some others? And as also with the time for the permits, you know, you mentioned the process and how much research goes into that, but are you concerned that they may not understand quite how extensive the process is for that and make recommendations that might not be workable?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, that is a concern. In meeting with the staff from KPMG at various times on site, they commented a number of times on how complex the process is and the science behind it. And they we made every effort to try and explain the science behind hydrogeology, water management, exploration, and development. And their background is predominantly accounting and business. You know, there was, I think they had begun to see some of the issues because they did recognize that it was very complex. But I think the main issues are science-based. We just, because of the uncertainty out there, dealing with Mother Nature is very, very complex. And we have to make decisions many times with a certain level of uncertainty, but we try to reduce that uncertainty as much as possible to protect the rights of other water users.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, this is Bob Scarple.
Yeah,
the same argument could be made by the accounting firm with regard to the complexity of what they're expected to do. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but the argument that the Water Commission's process is complex is bogus in my mind, because we have complexities in every agency in state government. We expect the auditor's office or the contractors they contract with to become familiar enough with the process to be able to make professional recommendations with regard to what needs or could be done in order to improve the process.
Well, and obviously it's up to us to decide when we hear the audit whether we think that they understood it and that the recommendations are workable as well. So, but yeah, I had those questions to sort of get in my mind some basis to hear the next presentation. So I got my questions answered, and anybody else have any questions before we move on to hear Mr. Smith? Okay, hearing none.
Mr. Chairman?
We'll move on. Yes?
This is Becky. We had someone log in prior to Representative Kempnick, and I didn't catch their name. Do you know who that would be?
Okay. Did somebody log in?
Judy Lee logged in at 9:01.
Thank you.
Okay. Welcome, Senator Lee. Okay, is Gordy presenting next?
He is ready.
Mr. Chairman,
all right.
Members of the committee.
Gordy. Gordy. Mike.
Sorry. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, what I'd like to go over, first of all, is I'll, I guess, kind of cover how we've gotten to where we're at. At the June 21 meeting of this committee, they passed a motion for us to hire a firm, and they authorized a cost not to exceed $100,000. They also wanted the performance audit to be completed by January 15th. We did request create a request for proposal, issued it. There were six elements really to be evaluated in the performance audit. I won't go into detail in them, but it essentially was looking at all the laws, rules, regulations, policy, procedures, and processes that are in place for the regulation of industrial water use in the state. We also were looking at how they were monitoring the state's water use and limitations and the aquifer levels. At they were also testing compliance with other areas such as temporary authorization for holders of existing irrigation water permits, of temporary surface water permits, of the establishment, imposition, and collection of penalties, and as far as the metering and reporting policies that the Water Commission has in place, how are those being adhered to? The original contract was signed with KPMG. They are an international accounting firm, one of the top four in the world. The cost to conduct the performance audit currently is $99,700. Of that, $10,000 is expenses because the primary guys that are here are traveling here from Chicago. The original motion from the committee wanted the audit done by January 15th. The firm did ask, and I granted a slight extension. We'll have the audit by January 21st. During a discussion with the audit director, Charles Turley, he had mentioned to me that it might benefit the state if our performance audit division conducted a performance audit looking over the permitting process. Looking at our performance audit schedule and the requests that have come to us from legislators, we wouldn't even begin to begin that part of the audit until sometime this summer. I felt that it was going to be better to if we felt this was worthy to have the firm do this. So I asked the audit director to give me a time budget. I asked them to give me a financial budget and some examples of things that they would be looking for. Personally, I think the monies are well spent because I believe the firm already has absorbed the learning curve that it would certainly take us to get involved. The other one is that I've been assured by the director that if they get into an area that is technical, that they have access to hydrologists within their firm, which wouldn't surprise me since they've got offices across the world. Some of the things that as Bob had read off that they're looking at were those. They also were, Bob and I were having a discussion yesterday, and those are some examples. I had asked him, well, what are you going to do? I was interested in what he's going to come up with that would justify their budget, which was 300 additional man hours and a cost of $50,000 that would include all expenses. And he had, the three that Bob had gone over, he also was looking at technology, if you know, improved technology would help the efficiency. And as Bob had talked about, you know, there are permits that are given that draw on the various aquifers across the state. However, there are also permits that draw on surface water. Some of those are from If authorized holders of existing irrigation water permits, if they want to stop with irrigating their crops and spend that water, if you would, selling it to the oil industry, they have to have a permit to do so. And the same if somebody is just going to temporarily, excuse me, use temporary some surface water permits. So there are a number of different permits that are issued, and I believe the firm is going to take a look at all of them. And certainly Bob's points about the draws on the aquifers, I think, are valid, that those, you know, that those would take years to develop, and that it's something they want to be very careful before granting permits to it. They'd rather, I think it's smarter for North Dakota to underuse rather than overuse those aquifers. I think that it's my belief that since water is going to be one of the number one resources sought by the oil industry, that we ought to make sure that the State Water Commission and anybody else who's overseeing that, that it at least, that we're assured that the processes and procedures they have in place are going to provide assurance to the state that things are going well, that they're looking towards the future and those kind of things. And so my recommendation would be that we get we grant approval for this, for the expanded audit. Now, if this committee decides that that's not worth it, that's perfectly fine. The way we would handle that was, we are going to have a report in our hands for the current audit as of January 21st. What we would do if this was passed, with your approval, they would issue a second report after they had done this work, and hopefully that would be here by crossover. I've asked them to make that as short as they could to spend the time on it. And then that report would only cover the element of permitting. So that way we could get the majority of the information to the legislators early, and this second report would just cover the permitting. That's what we've drawn up so far. We're certainly open to suggestions if there are additional ones, but that would conclude my testimony, and I would gladly answer any questions.
Okay, question?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Keith Kepnick, and it's more for Mr. Smith.
Okay.
How broad, we're just going to look at the permitting process, aren't we, is what the scope of this is, right?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kempenick, yeah, the expansion, if you would, of what the original audit elements were going to be, this additional area would cover, it'd be like a seventh element, if you would, and it would cover the various permitting processes that the Water Commission has.
Mr. Chairman, Gordy, you think they could get it done, you know, because that's only, the first report you were kind of indicating it'd be about the 20th, 24th, someplace of January. It'd only be about another month and to get the rest of that done. Do you think that time frame is doable?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kempenick, I think it is.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, Representative Kempenick, I think that time frame is reasonable because they are to be getting, in fact, probably they're to be getting me a draft copy of that report sometime this week, the original draft. So once, you know, if this was approved, I imagine that they would begin working on it immediately. I mean, I'm sure they have some other scheduled work that they would try to work around. But I'm comfortable in saying that they would be able to get that here by crossover.
Okay. Thank you.
Gordy, has the existing audit sort of crossed into some of these areas to some extent already, and it would just be some additional time and more fine-tuning of looking into these areas, or are they starting pretty much fresh?
Mr. Chairman, I think that their work in some of these other areas has led them to at least become somewhat familiar with issues regarding permitting. I had received some, after we announced we were doing the audit, I have had some, received some calls from third persons who, I guess, had complaints or concerns, and what I did was I directed the audit firm to contact those people to at least listen to their input and see if there was something that, you know, maybe we would gather information, be able to address. But I think that the audit director's suggestion that we get into permitting is specifically because of what you said, that they have touched on that during their conduct of the rest of the audit, and since it wasn't an integral part of the original scope, they feel that, you know, the information they've gathered, they feel that there are opportunities there to improve that process. Mr. Chairman, Senator Lee, the request came from the full Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee at its June 21 meeting. It was voted on.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lee, I guess I can address it first, and certainly Bob can come up and provide his perspective also. The suggestion that the performance audit be expanded certainly was not only based on input from third parties. I believe that the primary driving force was simply has the firm gain more knowledge up in the areas that were covered in the original RFP and contract, that they developed the sense that there could be some improvements in the permitting process. Certainly, any part, you know, the beginning part of any performance audit, or at least looking into any additional area, is to gather as much information as you can, whether it be from third sources or be from the client itself, that they would gather that information as you suggest. But to me, the key, important quality of a performance audit is then there's going to be somebody who's independent, who's providing their perspective based on that information that's been provided, and based on any information that they've accumulated, which should also, you know, may also include what other states are doing, things like that, would be their perspective from an independent standpoint on how to improve the process. And certainly, being as involved with performance audits as I've been for such a long time, you are right, Senator Lee. I mean, they do require time from the clients to provide information, to ask questions, and there's no getting around that does, just like a financial audit, although I think a performance audit would require more time from the client than a financial audit would. We just like to believe that I have enough faith in the firm, just like I do in our office, that in the end, the suggestions that are coming forward and the implementation of those recommendations would increase efficiency, would may also increase the effectiveness of the operations, and that they therefore would be worth it. But that's my opinion. Certainly Bob or somebody from the Water Commission can express their side too.
Talk about that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Senator Lee, your comments are well taken. We have spent a great deal of staff time the last few months preparing requests for information, water level monitoring, water use monitoring, etc. It's taken a lot of time from our staff. That time has not been put to dealing with water permits. And so it does affect, you know, our mission. The other point I think that we would like to see is to get the results of the first audit here first. And I know our agency is supposed to receive it at the end of December for our comment, and then the audit firm will be coming to our office January 7th to discuss our comments, and then we have until later January to send in additional comments for them to consider in the final report. As you know, session is coming. We are going to be asked for, I expect, a significant amount of testimony dealing with water issues, particularly in the western part of the state, that we have to prepare for, and so it's not a very timely request to do a second audit here. And the third point I think that we kind of struggled with is, unfortunately, no one ever came to to our office, either the state engineer or myself, to discuss these issues before this went to the audit committee. We've never had anyone, I mean, I would certainly provide after hours, weekend, whatever it would take, to anybody, any legislator, anybody wanting to know more about how we conduct our mission, how we do business. We have nothing to hide, and certainly improvements can be made. So in this case also, we're not that intimately familiar with what is the full nature of what this accounting firm thinks that they can, or audit firm thinks that they can improve upon. So I have some concerns there, and you know, meeting that deadline. If they're talking 300 hours worth of work, and at 50,000, the first audit was for 100,000. So this is another 50, half of what the first one. So I suspect they're going to require some considerable on-site. I haven't seen their proposal, but I suspect, as the other one, that it's going to consider require on-site, time here and working with our staff. I can't predict how many hours staff that's going to take because I don't know the scope and nature of this second request. So that's basically my comments on the issue.
Mr. Chairman, Bob Sharple. Mr. Schaefer made the point about the fact that in the process of doing a performance audit, there are certain timelines that have to be, taken into consideration. And I think that's part of probably the biggest frustration that a permit applicant has is that there are no timelines, there are no guidelines, there are no provisions that they can fall back on to use as leverage to try to get some type of feedback from the State Water Commission with regard to where they stand in the process. And I believe that it's entirely appropriate at this point in time to expand the scope of this audit, because I think for a very short-term period of discomfort, we may get some real long-term benefits for those people in the state who are applying for applications or permits for water development. Now, I fully, appreciate all the work the Water Commission does, just like Senator Lee does. However, I also have a number of constituents, and a fairly significant number of constituents, that talk about with me and to me about the fact that they've applied for permits and they don't hear anything. The gentleman I talked to was over a year and a half before he could get any kind of communications out of the Water Commission. The City of Crosby right now is wanting to try to get a permit approved, and the Water Commission knows full well they're not going to be using their wells anymore because they're going to be on Western Area Water Supply. I cannot imagine why there can't be some conversation giving some reassurance as to a timeline or permissibility, for some of these things. And Mr. Shaver, in his earlier comments, talked about what they could do, and I guess I have to ask myself why they haven't done it, and maybe it's time for this permitting performance audit in order to try to give them some additional help and guidance in what needs to happen to improve their process.
Okay. I would like ask a question of Gordy, and I'd like to get your view, Gordy, of what kind of burden or time, overall burden the audit would put on the agency during this time, that as far as workload, the request for information. What's your view on what that impact would be?
Mr. Chairman, I guess from my perspective, I mean, there's no doubt there would be initially the push from the firm is going to be gathering information as it relates to permits. Now, some of that can be gathered, off-site if they've got policies or procedures or whatever. They'll want to review those. However, there will be specific interviews that they'll want to conduct with those individuals who are associated with a permit application from beginning to end. They will. Now, some of those can take place by phone, but it's still going to take some of the Water Commission's time, their employees' time, to provide that information to the firm, because the basis of the information is going to be, they're trying to pick up any, you know, any type of, if there's a process or a procedure in place that we're going to try to grant surface water permits in X number of days, or what their normal process is, because ultimately, I believe the firm will end up taking a sample, a large sample, of water permits that cross all the lines. So they would have some that would draw from the Missouri River, they would have some that draw from aquifers, they would have some that draw from other surface water. And in that, then, they would take a look, and some of the things that Bob had mentioned, you know, that they maybe would chart the time from the application until the acceptance of the, or denial of the water permit, they would probably take a look at why does it take as long as it takes. In other words, are there specific processes or bottlenecks that end up causing the water permits not to be issued as timely as perhaps they could be, and that maybe there aren't any. But that's something that they would want to look at through this testing. They would also, in gathering that and looking through the testing, take a look at what, if there's any technology that's used for that, if these applications, if there's some way that they could be sped up just through advanced technology. So I think initially that will require time from the department. However, I think once the sample is drawn of the specific permits that they want to take a look at and follow from beginning to end, I don't think that would require as much comments or time from the Water Commission. However, at the conclusion of that test, they, like any of us, they would go to the Water Commission and say, okay, I pulled 100 permits and we only had 5 errors, but all 5 are dealing with these surface water permits that we have a concern over. They would then sit down with the Water Commission representatives and discuss that they believe there's some bottlenecks in my example here in surface water permit issuance, and they would try to find and come up with suggestions on how to improve that. But some of their work may also be in talking to other states and see what other states do. It may be if there's a national organization, they may try to get stuff from there. If there are others within that international firms that has some expertise, they may consult with them. Certainly there's going to be some time, because there's no way I'm going to try to make anybody believe that the Water Commission isn't going to be inconvenienced by some of this. But
go with this right now, but later wanted to look into these areas, it would be more expensive to do than if we do it now with this company on site?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Ruby, yes, I think that it would be more expensive later, because these people at least have some of the learning curve, they have some knowledge of the Water Commission, at least in the 6 element areas that we had talked about, that at least on the fringe, while they result in water permits being issued. Again, if we, you know, the way it's set up, if the auditor's office conducts the performance audit, the firm is not, you know, is not charged anything. But the point there being is that I can't promise when, you know, it would be that we would get to it. And again, we would have the learning curve that KPMG already has gone through in becoming familiar with it. To me, the best bang for the buck is to have the firm do it now. But that's my concern, and it's your guys' decision.
Okay, any further questions from the committee?
This is Judy Lee again. I think we've got to think about this perhaps in 2 separate A and B questions. One is whether or not we want to expand the scope of the performance audit, period. The other is whether or not we expect to have it done fast. Because if we want to screw up, that's a technical term, the ability of the Water Commission to respond to citizens' needs at a time when I'm sure even this big, fine company has absolutely no idea what it's like for the people to be in the trenches out west right now. I think we've got to think about then whether or not we expect them to do it that quickly. We can't put that kind of pressure on the people in the Water Commission that this has to be done fast. when the problem is that people think that they're too slow now. And the problem is that there's a lot to do for each of these. So I think we need to look at it in a two-part question.
Mr. Chairman, Bob Scarpa. If you don't mind, committee members, just humor me for a minute, because during Gordy's presentation, I walked out and I got a letter that I received. It's dated December 3rd of this year. And I want to read you the first couple paragraphs. It says, Dear Bob, in February of this year, I applied for a water permit for industrial use for a water depot to service oil field water needs. I have checked the status of this permit. I find it's in the category withheld, deferred. This means it needs further study. When I applied for this permit, I had the Water Commission cancel an unused conditional permit that I had intended to irrigate another quarter land with. By giving this up, I thought my new permit would be a simple process because this water was already allocated to me. Now, you know, he hasn't received, you know, I don't believe any further communications based on this letter, but he makes one statement in here that I think, and it's anecdotal, I freely admit that. I don't know the, you know, I haven't verified the validity of it, but maybe we'll find out after the performance audit that's ongoing. But it says, I don't know if you are aware that each water depot is bringing in nearly $3 million per year to the owner. Now, committee members, I think a $50,000 expenditure to utilize a firm that is, like Mr. Smith said, already familiar with, at least to a large extent, what needs to happen to give us, you know, some additional information is a worthy thing to do. And very honestly, in the interest of short-circuiting this conversation, because it's already longer than was originally intended, I would move that we authorize the additional $50,000 expenditure to do the performance audit of the permit process.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it. This is Keith Kemnick. And also, I got a comment, too, after we do this.
Okay. Well, we have the
motion. Well, Mr. Chairman, is a part of the motion that this has to be done quickly? That's a big deal to me.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Representative Scarpa.
I may lose that argument, but I think it's important that we think about whether or not we want it to. You get, you know, quick, cheap, and good, you get 2 out of 3. I'd like to have it done well enough that it's going to be useful, and then I think we can't be pressuring it to be done in 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's a valid issue. Representative Scarpa, what were your plans with your motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess, you know, I would like to see us have the information available during the session so that we could react to it rather than receive it after the session and have to wait 2 years to take any appropriate actions. So if it would satisfy the senator to say that it needs to be done by April 1 versus crossover, I'm fine with that. It would be available at the very tail end of the session, at least during conference committee, you know, to take into account any implications of any findings or suggestions that are made.
Senator Lee, is that the time frame you were thinking, or is that still short?
I would be more comfortable if there weren't a deadline at all. I think everybody understands it needs to be done with some dispatch here, but how do we know what we're getting into until we get into it? I totally agree that if there's something we can do to enhance the ability of the Water Commission to respond more quickly to these requests, it's a critically important thing. But we aren't helping them by giving them a whole bunch of extra work that has to be done between today and the 1st of April. That isn't very much time, actually. So, and what happens then if it isn't done by that time? Are we going to get part of it done? Are we going to be meeting again to talk about extending it again? Yeah, we can do all that stuff. I'm not saying we shouldn't evaluate the process, but I wish we could get this all done. But as Bill Bowman said once, it takes 12 months to grow a year-old calf. And this may be one of those deals where there's a certain amount of time that's required in order to do things well.
Well, what I'm wondering is most of the performance audits are, you know, present recommendations for the agency to correct. They generally don't require legislative action immediately. And I'm not sure looking at these other than fee schedules, I suppose, is maybe some caps or something that are put in statute. But, you know, as far as communications, generally those are left up to administrative rules. time for permits, you know, unless somebody wanted to put a bill in that required that, but I don't know that anybody would put those kind of constraints on it. Representative Scarpel, do you view any of these areas where we would need to see them before the session ended if they could not meet the, say, April 1st deadline?
Mr. Chairman, one of the reasons behind the motion for this performance audit was the fact that there are no administrative rules in the Water Commission. The Water Commission has not promulgated one administrative rule, according to Mr. Walsh, to the Legislative Council. That is part of the problem, and a large part of the problem, for those people out there applying for permits, because they only have the opportunity to put pressure on a bureaucracy, if that's the appropriate term, that does not have any type of guidelines in place that the bureaucracy needs to comply with. They have whatever flexibility they want to grant themselves, including the permit process. And we're talking about a multi-hundred-million-dollar business out there being run pretty fast and loose. And we're talking about a Water Commission who has a multi-hundred-million-dollar budget, you know, that, you know, we expect to be spent and utilized appropriately. Now, I don't disagree that, you know, sometimes things can be done in too much haste, but I also know that a follow-up audit, performance audit, will take place 18 months after we get this, which will give more time for things to get evaluated and further studied.
And it seems like the auditors feel that they could get it done within timelines that were initially discussed, right?
Well, I got that impression based on what Mr. Smith was saying, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Senator Wanzek. Point of order question. The agenda says there's a request for additional funding. Is the motion that we approve additional funding, and does LAFRSI have authority to do that? Can someone explain that a little bit to me? I'm a little confused.
In my estimation, the answer is yes and yes.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to correct me, feel free. But I believe we authorized it initially with $100,000, so we would have. Actually, we're the committee that would authorize the additional.
Okay, so if we could have Representative Scarpo restate his motion, I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we authorize the State Auditor's Office to expend another $50,000, or so much as may be necessary, to complete the performance audit of the permitting process as authorized, you know, for the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee. And I would suggest that Mr. Knudsen can respond to the origins of the dollars and the appropriateness of this action.
Representative Scarpel, is there, in your motion, are you referencing any deadline for that to be done?
Well, Mr. Chairman, as recommended by the State Auditor's Office.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Knudsen, do you want to clarify anything if we were incorrect?
No, Mr. Chairman, your comments were correct. The Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee directed the Auditor's Office to do the study. Any additional expansion under the or any additional spending of money would need approval from the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee prior to them proceeding with that. And that's what action is being considered here today.
Okay, and I have a question, quick question for Gordy. Would the recommendation potentially be extended to maybe April 1st or a time that would be later than crossover but still allow the legislature some time to review it?
Mr. Chairman, certainly we can. I would work with the firm, and I guess all I'd tell the firm is that obviously we would like it done in a timely manner. They have worked well up to this point in time with the State Water Commission. The employees there have been helpful to the firm, and as a result, they are darn close. It's within 6 days of when we set the original deadline for the first report. So I'm fully confident that it would be done during the legislative session, so it would be available if there was any action the legislators wanted to take.
Okay. Any further comments or questions from the committee before we go to a vote?
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is going to be an ongoing, this is Representative Kempnick. This is going to be an ongoing. I had some other things with the Water Commission that we got to look into, the atmospheric resources and stuff too, but this, I think that these, I know the permitting process, we got a small one down here that we use, and it is time-consuming, you know, and what's going on out there is kind of like what Representative Scarpo said up north. I know we've already been contacted by some people up north about our intentions if it moves down this way, and so it's something that we should probably have some understanding of what's going on. And the way this stuff's moving is these two-year processes is getting cumbersome too to try to address some of this stuff, so I think we should move forward with it.
All right, any further questions or comments? All right, hearing none, we have a motion from Representative Scarpo, seconded by Representative Kempnick. We'll ask Becky to take the roll.
Representatives, Chairman?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Bow, Hattelstead, Kempnick.
Yes.
Kreit.
Yes.
Maragos.
Yes.
Mock. Munson. Pollard. Scarpel.
Yes.
Senators Wanzek.
Yes.
Heckman.
Yes.
Klein.
Aye.
Lee.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, motion carries. Committee, thank you for calling in. As Representative Scarpel said, this did go longer than we initially intended, but I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, and we just had the one issue, so it wasn't necessary to have you all drive in. Thank you, Becky and Alan and Gordy and Bob. I appreciate everything everybody did, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We have a motion to adjourn.
Come on, second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carried. Goodbye, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.